Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm a project manager out of Portland, and the kind of stuff that I do is I work with consulting firms. So I'm working with developers who are trying to make their own processes better, and so I'm really excited to see this big growth that we've got of project managers here at DrupalCon in San Francisco. In DC, we had maybe 30 show up for the BOF. This morning, we had 40 and more, and it was awesome. People are really interested in hearing about what we can do with better professional services.
And so what are some of the big topics and pain points or things that you guys as project managers for Drupal are talking about?
Oh gosh, I mean, we're talking with like freelancers who are trying to do all their own project management and trying to figure out, well, okay, I can do everything and I have to figure out how to get paid for all of it. And people who are running smaller firms that are trying to grow and realizing that, oh my gosh, we need structure, we need process, and we need to put this stuff down in a way that makes sense across everyone. And it'd be great if we had some best practices too. So that's kind of where we're moving towards.
And so was there sort of a recommended like methodology like Scrum or, if there's, what are sort of the processes that you guys sort of agree on that would be sort of useful in most cases?
I'm not sure if we really agree on any particular methodologies or any particular pieces of methodology that we want to use. We understand that some things are going to work better, but we can't really go and sit down and prescribe Agile or Scrum or Waterfall across any particular shop, but we should at least know that they're there, and we should know how they work, and being able to apply them to our own particular project practices is something that's, going to be pretty useful.
And so what are some of the insights or tips for people who may be project management, people who are distributed or remote or not face-to-face?
I think the thing that we're running up against now is we talk a lot about which applications people should be using. It doesn't necessarily matter about the application. What matters more is that you like it and that it supports you and it reminds you of all the things that you're trying to do and it reminds you of the really big games that you're playing with your projects. And that in itself is probably the hardest part, is getting away from tying into an application and saying, this is one more tool to help me and how I'm working. And that goes for remote communication, that goes for time tracking, and that goes for proposals and keeping track of repositories and version control and all of that.
And so I guess there's sort of a social issue as well as trying to manage and project manage other people who you may not be seeing face to face. So how do you go about those different issues?
Oh gosh, and that's where it's really great to have the project management connection here, because there aren't that many people that do it, and so now we've feel like we're getting more of a community that we can toss stuff back and forth to about, again, how you do that, how you pull off that remote management, and how you pull off the how I get things done with a team that I don't necessarily see. It's not easy, and again, you have to use all the resources that are available, but knowing about more of them is what we're looking for now.
What are some of the big takeaways that you took away from this Birds of a Feather session that you guys just had with other Drupal-related project managers?
I think our points of pain are pretty similar across everything, across everyone that's looking at, the freelancer has different pain points, but they're all coming down to, wait, we need to understand professional services, and we need to bring that into our open source lifestyle.
And what's that mean specifically in terms of like the pain point? How does that come about?
Oh, it means like being able to get billing done and being able to actually have like a functional running business along with building cool websites.
I see. And in your sessions today, talking about project management and Drupal, what are the big points that you're going to be communicating to the larger community here?
So we've got a panel coming up in a little while on the care and feeding of project managers, because, again, we don't have that many that really self-identify in the larger community as project managers, and everyone needs them. You need to have more of them, and every shop, usually, needs someone that can perform those kind of duties. So this is talking about how we can bring more people in, what got us here, and what makes us successful. and being able to kind of distribute the things that we've learned by fire.
And so why would you need a project manager? I mean, what happens to a project that, you know, comes to the point, how would you know that you need a project manager?
Have you ever had the project go on and on and on and like the thing that never finally ended up? That's probably why you need a project manager. It's just someone that keeps everything organized and moving so you can play and move towards bigger games, take on bigger projects, or do small projects really well.
I guess there's an element there of negotiation with the client as well, as in terms of like, this is the work that's going to be done, this is the work that needs to be called the phase two, or, yep, you know, working down the critical bugs. So maybe what's sort of some tips and process when you try to break down a project in that way?
It's funny because that's another session that we're giving on Wednesday morning called Managing Expectations. And that's really the most critical part of project management, is that kind of tug of war between you and the client and, well, your team and the client, and you're kind of in the middle. And no one really wants to step outside the box. Everyone really wants to be able to win at the end, and being able to understand what things can be done now, what things can be done later, and how you communicate that. I think the most important part is understanding what it is that you're building a website for.
And what are some of the tools that you personally use in terms of like trying to organize a project?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I'm hearing a lot of good things about Unfuddle right now, and a lot of good clients are using it. And that's keeping people really kind of tied in. But, you know, there's ultimately options to go and build your own. People really like Jira. The list goes on and on. And really, it's about stepping away from the applications and using the things that work for you and the things that you're excited to use.
Well, there's, you know, Unfuddle for, you know, tracking, you know, it's a revision control and you can file tickets and everything, but is there other sort of larger planning, you know, project management type things like, I don't know, Gantt charts or other things like that that you may use at different phases of the project?
Sure, and it depends on how big it is. I mean, we can go on for a long, there are tons of other podcasts about being able to do good project management. And I think maybe we should just start listening to those too, because those have all of the cutting edge tools. Those have what's being used for like the new Microsoft project and the things that are keeping other web development firms on task.
Do you have any specifics or?
Specific ones? Yeah, I like Microsoft Project. I use it. I like being able to use intervals too. And that's kind of, you know, some hosted stuff. But it really depends on what you're looking for, and there's so many places to evaluate it.
And so what are you going to take home from the stuff that you're learning here at DrupalCon? What are some of your big insights so far?
I think we need to start thinking about how we can train more project managers. And that's one of the things that I'm probably going to take away, is let's see what we can do to put down some documentation of best practices. And I hesitate before I go to best practices, but let's see what we can do to kind of standardize things, at least a little bit, across sizes of shops and about how we work. And maybe put that back out in the community to make our projects run better. Because ultimately, if you walk into a project and the project doesn't go well, you're not just selling yourself as the vendor, you're selling Drupal too.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Kent.